Welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been talking about the importance of friendship in our life. And today, we're going to look at and acknowledge how Jesus is a friend to each of us. You know, all throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus interacting with all kinds of different people. He spent time with the religious elite like the Pharisees. He spent time with tax collectors, with women, with fishermen, with lepers, all kinds of different people. But these people weren't simply ministry projects for Jesus. They weren't just people he was trying to fix. They weren't agenda items on his calendar. No, these were people that Jesus deeply loved and that he cared about. In fact, Jesus was considered by the Pharisees to be a friend of sinners. He ate with them, he drank with them, he spent his life with them. And he was up close and personal with people all throughout his ministry. And you can even see this in his friendship with his disciples. Listen to what Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 15, verse 15. He said, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." You see, Jesus' disciples, the 12 closest to him, they weren't simply there to serve him and to meet his needs. They weren't there just to fulfill Jesus' agenda for him. No, they were actually his friends. They were people he cared about. They were people that he loved deeply. And throughout his ministry, you see Jesus served them, he prayed for them, he ate with them, he washed their feet, he was up close and personal with these 12 guys for his 3 years of ministry. He poured his life into them. And then he proved his love for his friends by dying on the cross for them. Listen to what Jesus said. He says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends." You see, every aspect of Jesus's earthly life was an expression of God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's desire to have a right relationship with us. And Jesus came to make a way for us to be right with God. When sin separated us from God, when sin broke our relationship with him, God sent his son, Jesus, so that we could know God and that we could be known by him. And how amazing is it that God desires to call us his friends? You know, he doesn't just love us. He actually likes us. He desires to spend time with us. He desires to be with us. He desires to have a relationship with us. And look, I don't know the state and the quality of the friendships in your life right now. You know, maybe you have some really great friends that you've been connected to for years. Maybe you have some friendships, but they're more just surface level and you don't have a whole lot of depth to them. Or maybe you feel like you lack friendships in your life. Here's the good news. You will never have a greater friend than Jesus. You will never have a friend who knows you and understands you and loves you more than Jesus does. So today, I just want to take some time to pray and to acknowledge and to thank God for his friendship that he offers to each and every one of us. And then want to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you that you call us, you consider us your friends. Lord, that you humbled yourself and came to earth to make a way for us to know you and to be known by you. And Lord, regardless of what the relationships and the friendships may look like in our life, God, thank you that we have a friend who knows us, who understands us, and who loves us. God, help us to cling to the most important friendship in our life today, the friendship that we have with you. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.